And then over time, things, you know, get worse. They progress, and they lose the ability to have purposeful use of their hands. They can't, you know, grip, you know, they can't grab or grip things. They can't write. They can't do anything along those lines. And a lot of times they lose the ability to swallow, and they're not able to speak. Sometimes they may have been able to speak, depending on how old they were when it started. But then they lose anything that they had gained at that point. They will lose, and they don't have speech anymore. And most of the girls, about half of them, can't even walk. It creates irregular breathing, irregular eye movements. So, you know, you kind of imagine cerebral palsy, autism, Parkinson's disease, all rolled into one thing, and it affects these little girls. And how difficult that is on parents, as they have this normal child, and then all of a sudden they regress into, you know, a child that has such incredible disabilities.